Rusty Quill presents.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wake of corrosion.
This is a pre-recorded message from Professor Brian of Bunker A12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Over the last few months, I have been sharing with you the story of two brothers who found themselves plunged into a world of nightmares. Our world. Right now, I too am in that world and I endeavor to find answers in the wreckage. To discover a way forward. A way home. As always, I advise listener discretion going forward.
They're back. We've got them.
All right. We're broadcasting now. Let's go.
Elliot? Ryan? Are you there?
Jess. Can you hear us?
We've got you. Loud and clear. So glad you cleared that up earlier, Elliot. I know you said you were pretending, but honestly, we were a bit worried about you both there.
Like I said, I'm not proud of that side of me. I did some awful things. And one of the reasons it took so long for me to leave that place was all the other stuff they wanted me to do that I avoided. I'd never want to hurt someone. Not unless I had no other choice. And, well, yeah.
You did what you had to do, Elliot. We know.
Listen, before we lose you again, Frankie, George, and I have been working on something. Something for you, Elliot.
You're good to go.
Elliot? Brother?
Roman! Roman, holy shit! Roman! Roman, I thought I'd never get to speak to you properly again. Oh, Roman, you're there! You're actually there!
Yeah. I am, you soppy git. Chill out.
Are you fucking kidding me? Chill out! Roman, I thought you were dead.
Psh, you're not that lucky, mate. No, seriously though. I freaking missed you. Like...
Yeah, and a lot. Oh, Roman, I need you to know that I never meant to leave you alone. I was just so upset, so frustrated, so...
Afraid? I know, brother. Me too. And I understand. Jess told me about what happened to you. I'm sorry I didn't go after you.
What? No, I just... Oh, fuck it. Roman, I'm just glad you're alive. I'm really fucking glad you're alive. Oh, brother, I missed you. I'm gonna go sort this mess out. I'm getting Claire and your kids back, and I'm sorting this goddamn mess out. Then me and you staying frickin' put. No off-grid camping, no phone bullshit. We're staying put, and we are staying together. I should have never left you. It's just you and me, Roman. You and me. Just give me some time, all right? Ryan and I are going to sort this out.
Elliot, I don't think...
Shut up. Just shut up, okay? I love you and I don't need to hear your excuses. Whatever has happened to you, we are getting out of this.
Wow. Someone became a hero in my absence. But hey, I'm not complaining about this newfound... confidence. Sorry. Your confidence. I love it. I love you. I'll be here every step of the way. And yes, it was me you could hear before. I just... Well, I wasn't fully in control. That and I couldn't hear you. I was tempted to go full spirit world on you.
You could hear him before?
I didn't say anything because I thought I was losing it. I mean, you can see why, right?
Of course you did, bro. I really should have played to that.
You are such a dick! Wait, Roman, if that was you, then you do realise that every time you did it, some creature ended up stalking me, or anyone who was nearby, for that matter.
Holy shit, mate! Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry. I thought I was...
Alright, lads. We can't be to blame for everything that's happened. I think we all know you'd never intentionally do that to your brother, Roman. But listen, we've got some more pressing matters coming up. Right, Elliot?
Unfortunately, we're still trying to find...
Naya. I know where she is.
Where it all converges. Where it all meets and twists and turns into one.
Fuck off! Sorry. Sorry. I know where she is. Well, the name, anyway. St. Aleface. School.
Turn it round! Back up this road. Next left and keep going.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Left path first, I think.
Then 3 days from now, eh? Let's do this. Man, how did you know?
I got eyes in the back of my head, bro. No, seriously. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I can see and hear all sorts of shit, and... Well, I'm pretty certain I overheard exactly what you're looking for.
You're gonna have to explain that to me someday. Like, I've been with them, and I don't know what the hell you're on about.
The portals, mate. They're my freaking eyes.
Jesus, alright, well, whatever the hell this is, I'm taking your word for it. Just straight on here, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll tell you when to take the next exit, providing that the road is still clear.
Alright. Jess, how long can we keep this channel to Roman open for?
Well, it takes a bit more power than the usual broadcast. We've got all sorts of connectors and wiring that I don't really understand going on over here. What do you think, Frankie?
Really couldn't say. We've not had something like this set up before, so I'm not sure. I've got it set up to warn us when it starts eating into our allotted power for the day, though, so we won't run the risk of messing with the bunker support systems.
So,
Al, Jess told me what happened to you. Can't believe you managed to pull that off.
Yeah, I know, right? Still can't believe it myself. Heard that you actually got to see Claire?
Mate, that felt like a lifetime ago. It hurt, you know? Like, way more than what happened with the tendrils. Just hurt.
I'm just glad you saw her. Glad you gave her our recordings. Remember how much you used to take the piss out of me for those? You never thought someone else would read or listen to them.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Told you so. Something was off, though, man.
Wait, about what?
I don't know. Just everything that happened when Claire arrived and left again. I don't know. I was probably just out of it. Everything just felt off. To be fair, though, nothing has felt right since all of that. She didn't remember you. Like, at all.
Yeah, the rifts, they make you forget stuff.
Elliot, I'm sorry to say she didn't remember you even after getting most of her memory back.
Most. Anyway, it's fine. Remembering you is way more important.
Do you remember when you met Jim?
Yeah. A7, right? I wonder what happened to him. He was a good guy. He said he was supposed to be at A12. That's why he was listening to you.
Except none of the bunker engineering team remember him. I've been mulling this over for a while now, though, and there's no way that could have affected the three of them. Even when Matilda, rest her soul, was part of the team, she never mentioned him once. They trained together, for Christ's sake. I just don't think it's a coincidence.
Wait, what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting there's a lot more here than we truly know. The shadows, the missing people, the rifts, the rust and rapid growth. The fact that you arrived at the site of A12 to find it missing. It's like the three worlds that Claire spoke of have merged, converged. But things are different in each one. Jim is different.
I'm different. Right?
Perhaps.
No, no. Sorry, but that can't be right. There's no Roman without Elliot. No Elliot without Roman. There's not a world where Elliot is different or gone, or not, or whatever. He's my brother. That's not how this works.
Roman, I'm afraid we don't know how any of this works anymore. And you are living proof of that, my friend.
Look, we can speculate all we want, and who knows, maybe Jim was lying. Maybe he just had fantasies about being a bunker engineer. We don't know, because he vanished, and... Look, let's just focus on what we've got to do, alright?
Find Naya, get clear. Get to the bottom of this, just get some answers. Anything.
Exactly. And that school is the place to start. Roman, can you see anything else?
What? Jess? Jess, I can't hear him. What's going on?
Hold up. Ryan? Come in. Over.
Fuck. Oh, fuck!
It's alright, Roman. Really, it's alright. There are some patchy areas. We'll sort it out. How are we looking for power, Frankie?
Judging by the drop since we started, we've got enough for maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Roman, care to share what you told George earlier?
Will Elliot hear this too?
I doubt it, but you guys will have the chance to talk again. Why? Do you think he'll want to hear it?
I just want him to know I'm still here. I worry, that's all. I worry he'll think I'm not me anymore. So I've had a chance to...
Convergence.
Fuck sake. Sorry. I've had a chance to get a little bit more understanding of this place. I say, this place. But I don't think I'm somewhere else. I think I really am in A12. I know I am. It's just that I don't seem to have a physical form other than the rift itself. It in no way resembles me. George tells me I sound just like Sarah. Claire's friend at Ralford. And we don't know what happened to her. And, well, that worries me slightly. But anyway, there's obviously something else that's infected me. Or something to that effect. I don't know. It's hard to really define it. But that voice keeps coming out. It's not me. But it really doesn't have much to say. It's always as though it's focused on a set path. On one thing. The C words. I think you've heard them enough already. It's not just that, though. It seems to want nothing more than to open this rift. The rift I'm part of. Wide open for those nightmares to charge through. I don't know how, but I've managed to stop it for now. I'm hoping I don't have to try and do it again, though. Because honestly, I'm not sure what I did, and I'd hate to have to try and repeat it when there are lives on the line. More lives. What's more interesting, and, well, something I do understand, though, is what I can see. How can I explain this? It's like... I want you to imagine that you're in a completely dark room. You can't see a thing. And in front of you, every so often, these windows open up. Through each one of these, you can see something completely different. Now, some of them stay open for a while. This one in A12, for example, has been open since shortly after I remember becoming conscious again. And that one is in the centre. It's the largest window. Other small ones come and go. Sometimes it's just another blank space. Sometimes I'm high up in the sky. Other times, well, there's things going on. And the most recent was the school, St. Eilfi's. I think that's how you pronounce it. I heard Naya's name mentioned there. That one keeps flickering. Like the open window is caught in a breeze that makes the light from it flicker. That's the weird thing. It's like something is messing with it, interacting with it.
And what about the space between?
I can't really say that it makes me all that comfortable to retell this part of what I saw, what I see. I suppose it's for the best, though. So that people know. So we don't have a repeat of what George told me had already happened. God, I hate the idea of seeing people walk through these things. I did before I knew this, and I do even more so now. I hate that Claire has gone through so many. But I know full well that it's just her luck to have made it through each time with only missing memories. All right. In the time that I've been conscious, I've seen many windows open and close. Most never get used, and I'm sure there's hundreds more I never see at all. But there's some. Some where there are people waiting, and some where people find them, and, well, they all end up going through. Now, you might think, well, that's not a bad idea. You just lose something from your memory. And like Claire said, you've just got to make sure it doesn't lead to the wasteland in between, that desolate place. Except you're wrong. Awfully wrong. I'll tell you about the last one I saw. A man. A young-looking man. I don't know, maybe early 20s. He's standing on the other side of this window when it opens. He's not a cultist. He's just a survivor. Someone like Elliot or I. Out in the wild. He's all geared up and ready. The guy takes a charging run at the rift. Hopefully he can escape the blistering winter he seems trapped in. Now, usually, when people step through, they vanish. I can't see them anymore. But the moment a single foot crossed that threshold, a grey, oily vine snaps out from the black I'm in and crunches tightly around his ankle. It's like I see it all happen in slow motion. The man's body goes from upright to horizontal in one smooth motion, and one by one, the vines, which are so much like tendrils, whip out from the darkness and wrap around every limb, every part of this poor man's body until he's nothing more than a pulped mass. Each part of his body squeezed into and bulging out of the next. Then, like he's nothing more than petals on a flower, he's pulled apart. And I see, just about, his body pulled back out of the edges of my vision, and the voice in my head stops. Only for a few moments, but it stops. I don't enjoy speculation. I'm sure those of you who've listened to everything we've been through will know that about me now. But it doesn't take much to deduce what that means, and I'm terrified by it. This thing is bigger, though. I mean, like, seriously fucking big. As in, sometimes I see the darkness beyond the windows move, like when your eyes play tricks on you. But it's not that. I know what that feels like. I've had night terrors. I've had sleep paralysis. I've seen things that weren't there. This isn't that. This really, really isn't that. And fuck. It's just... God. I just hope so strongly. Hope. That I'm... Oh, fuck. This isn't something I should be hoping. I just don't want that happening to me. And I just really fucking hope my physical form, if there even is one anymore, is in here with me. God, how is this even something I'm saying? That I'm witnessing?
And that wasn't the only time you saw it happen, right, Roman?
No. Unfortunately. There have been others. Others to a similar effect, at least. Now, if only I could master closing my eyes. The toll this is taking. It's a lot. Having Elliot will help. Any luck with that, Jess?
No, sorry, Roman. You said that you weren't certain how you stopped the creatures coming through last time. But I'm curious. Could you see them on your side? Wherever you are?
No. The tentacles, if that's what I should call them, are the only things I've seen here. That and the windows. I just thought about it and, well, I guess I tried to will it to happen. I mean, what else could I do?
Well, I'm glad it worked. One other thing, though. Elliot said, and we've seen this in action, that he's able to stop some creatures, or, well, instruct them using command words. I just wonder whether what you did was something similar, just on a kind of metaphysical level, rather than a verbal one.
Perhaps I'll think about it, Jess. But aside from it happening again, I'm not really sure what I could do.
Just keep an eye on any coming through other rifts, since we know that's how it happens. One last thing, Roman. You said you saw the survivor in a frozen wasteland. Does that mean... can you see all three of the versions that Claire talked about?
Yeah. It's just like she said. One like home in summer, one like home in winter, and one completely beyond all recognition. A wasteland. Where the wind howls and there are countless shadows wandering, lingering. Where those things come from.
Where we converge. Where the stars that filled the space between us coalesced and became whirling hurricane flies in the dark. Where you end and I continue.
Social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early.
Thank you so much to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped me to continue making and improving the show. Finny, Grumpy Koi, Maddie, Cold K, Ty, Eileen, Karen, PJ, Return Descender, MJ Van Steenberg, Mech G, James, Sai, and Bo. Thank you all so much.
Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington and is part of the Rusty Quill Network. With voice acting from Adele Cliff as Jess, Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Lee Pellington as Roman, Jess Syrett as Frankie. Intro theme Phantasm and outro theme Shadowlands 5 Antichamber were created by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radio static effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.